Welcome back, guys. And if you're back at this channel, and if you have listened to my podcast before and you're listening again, I just want to give you guys a round of applause. No, I want to give you guys one more round of applause. Yeah, so thank you guys for stopping by this podcast. And if you have never been, if this is your first episode, make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast. You can find me on iTunes, Spotify, and all the major podcast platform, you know, for the best anime podcast out. Now, so for the most part, it's gonna be only me, but I'm gonna be having guests on. Now I'm gonna be having a lot of guests on, so stay tuned for that. Anyway, today I wanna talk about Did I fucking forget? This shit is not real. I just had it in mind. This is why you're right, people. If you're gonna start a podcast, don't be like me. And this is not a knock against me, because I do have a good podcast. I normally speak about a lot of good content. I have 3 episodes also for that are tremendously phenomenal work. Anyway, make sure you write your shit down, because memory can be a shit sometimes. Anyway, yes, I was gonna talk about Zoro and how Zoro had the best character development in One Piece, the most character development in One Piece, and I'm gonna tell you why. And it's subtle too, it's not like an obvious character development, because Zoro's practically been the same throughout One Piece in terms of who he is as a character, but it's more like a slight change in the way he thinks, right? It's more like a slight change in the way he thinks. Now let's rewind back to when Zoro first met Luffy. When Luffy first met Zoro, right, when he was tied up and he was held captive by some marines, right, and Luffy was trying to convince him to join his pirate crew, which was just Luffy at the time, and then Zoro came along, you know, and eventually they came to an agreement, and you know, one of the conditions upon Zoro joining Luffy was that if at any point in time you get in my way of becoming, of achieving my goals, right, his current goal right now also is to be the strongest swordman in the world, right? And I think, you know, Luffy helped him escape and stuff, and I think to him he realized that being a pirate isn't a bad way, you know, is actually a good route to become the strongest swordsman. And it's actually one of the most confrontational jobs, you know, where I will be actively using my swords and stuff like that, fighting and stuff like that. So it's not a bad route to take to achieving my goal. So Zoro's main goal at that point was to become the strongest swordsman, and he says that if Luffy ever get in his way of achieving that goal, he would kill Luffy, right? Now fast forward when Kuma attacked Luffy and all of them, and he was the first one who stood up and decided, you know what, I'm gonna sacrifice myself for my captain, for my crew. Now this is the part that I'm talking about. Now at that point, Zoro was willingly sacrificing himself, which was also sacrificing his dreams and goals and ideas of becoming the strongest swordsman, right? A dead swordsman cannot be the strongest swordsman unless he was the strongest swordsman before he died. And at the time that he died, he's no longer the strongest swordsman. He was just the one, the strongest swordsman that died, because now the strongest swordsman has to be alive to claim the title. At least that's what I'm thinking. Anyway, so at that point, Zoro was willingly putting himself on the line, sacrificing his life, his goals, his dreams, his life purpose for Luffy. Keep in mind, he told Luffy that if you ever get in my way of achieving my dreams, I would kill you. One could consider this as Luffy getting in his way to achieving his dream. Well, technically, kind of. And I wouldn't totally put it on Luffy, because Zoro knew what he was doing when he signed up to become a pirate. You know, you sign up to become a pirate, you're gonna be hunted down by the rogue government. People are gonna try to kill you, right? So that was something that he must have also considered. But the point I'm trying to make is that he was willing to sacrifice. He could have left Luffy to die right? Because that was also, that would also be him keeping his promise to Luffy. You get in my way of becoming the strongest swordsman, I will kill you. Now, Luffy facing Kuma was such a dire, was such a lose-lose situation for all of them that he could be considered, you know, getting in his way of becoming the strongest swordsman. He could have, you know, shit, I'm leaving this shit alone. I'm out. Forget it. I'm finished. I'm not doing this shit, Luffy. Goodbye. Right? Goodbye, Luffy. I'm not putting my life on the line for you. You go face Kuma and die. And I'm out. He could have said that. Right? But he didn't. He instead, he went ahead, took Luffy's pain, which also by the, also was one of the most badass moments in One Piece for Zoro. It was one of the most intense moments, you know. When I saw that, when he, after he was there, you know, with his arm crossed in a pile of blood, and Sanji came along, was like, what happened here? And it was like, nothing happened. Like, and the music started, but I was like, well done, Zoro, well done. By the way, a lot of people really don't realize how strong Zoro is, and I'm going off on a tangent right here. I want to, and I'm referencing this same scene, right? Zoro, at that point, was already, he was fighting, right? And sustained a lot of injury himself. And what was added to that was Luffy's pain and everything that knocked him out, right? Luffy was knocked out from all of this pain, suffering, right? And Zoro also endured his own pain and suffering because he was pretty beat up all before that. Kuma even referenced it and said to him, are you sure you want to take all of this plus, you know, in the condition that you are, because it was in a pretty bad condition. So do you want to take all of this in the condition that you are, you know, right? So he was already in a bad condition, took all the pain and suffering that Luffy had, and survived that shit. Keep in mind though, he was bedridden for quite some time. But that's a testament to how much endurance on how strong Zoro is. And one might even say that he's stronger, that if you should use that test, it could be considered that he's a stronger person, more stronger than Luffy, because Luffy was knocked out from all the pain and suffering that he endured. Zoro took all Luffy's, plus his, and was still conscious and standing in a pile of blood. That's how strong this guy was. So that's all I want to just say. Shout out to Zoro, my favorite character in One Piece. The reason for me watching One Piece, among other things. Anyway, let's fast forward to the point when Zoro, you know, after they were almost killed by Kizaru, and they realize that after the whole debacle with Ace and all this shit, and you know, they realize that, hey man, we are so garbage at this moment in time. We cannot, in our right minds, enter the new world as worthless as we are and think we are gonna survive. So you know what? We're gonna take some 2 years or three. Was it 2 years? I might be wrong. It's been a while. I should have done some research before I did this episode. But forgive me. Please don't hold it against me and still subscribe to the channel. Please. Please. Or else I'm gonna shoot you guys like this. Anyway. 2 years. They decided to take a 2 years break. And Zoro went to Mihawk, who is currently the world's strongest swordsman, sacrifices pride in order for Mihawk to train him, just so he could get stronger, not for his sake. Well, technically, you know, it works out in his favor as well, but not for his sake, but for the sake of Luffy. When he went and bowed to the man that he vowed to be, you know, consider Mihawk his enemy, because Zoro is vying to become the strongest swordsman in the world. Mihawk currently has that title. One might assume that for Zoro to become the new strongest swordsman in the world, he will have to face Mihawk, who is currently the strongest swordsman in the world, unless someone topples Mihawk, right? So Zoro is technically begging the man that he's supposed to be to become the strongest swordsman in the world on his knee to train him. You know, that's like, as a man, that's a lot, you know, begging someone that you're trying to be better than to train him. Oh my god, that takes a lot of humility, you know, pride and ego as a man is just, oh my god, I could not do it. You know, I find it hard asking someone that I don't like for things. Matter of fact, I don't ask people that I don't like for things, but I don't think Zoro really hated me. It's just that, yo, you know, I gotta beat you. Anyway, that was the second time, and probably that's where I saw the second and the last fight that I'm gonna bring up to show that Zoro had one of the best, had the best character development. That was such a, that was Zoro like twice sacrificing his goals and his pride as a swordsman in order to benefit his captain, right? I know. I think Zoro is also one of the. I think Zoro really considers Luffy a friend. You know, I mean, remember that time when Usopp was trying to come back and he was like, "Yo, listen, nah, we can't do that." Even though Luffy was glad that Usopp was coming back, you know, he had to set them straight, and he was like, "Yo, nah, listen, Luffy, you're the captain, man. You're the captain, my guy. We can't have these whack ass niggas, you know, disrespecting you and thinking it's gonna be sweet up in here. We can't have it." I'm sounding a little corny, I'm gonna quit that. No, but the point is, you know, you were saying that, listen, you're the captain, and as stupid as you are, Luffy, we have to respect the fact that you're the captain. You know, that's the heart of things in our crew. You're the captain, I, Zoro, I'm the vice captain, so I require some, you know, reverence and respect as well. I think those are the same word, I think. Anyway, it's the meaning. Anyway, so that's the point I'm trying to make. So Zoro was constantly showing that, yo, I really have Luffy's back, you know, and I know what's up, you know. I will sacrifice my dreams in order for Luffy to achieve his dreams, even though at the beginning of the series I say that if Luffy ever gets in my way to achieving my dream, I will also get rid of Luffy. So that's let me know what you guys think. Again, if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, you can leave a comment and subscribe. I'm gonna probably be uploading this audio to YouTube. If you're listening on YouTube, subscribe and let me know what you think in the comment section. And if you are listening on any other platform, I'm not sure about if you can comment and so on certain platform. I know Spotify has a message. If you're listening on Anchor, you can send me a message. I can include it in my episodes. Alright, so you guys can do all of that. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. So for now, goodbye. And thank you guys for listening. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye.